the full-time whistle, and it's Eastie who won this All-Ireland semi-final in Ballinamore and County Leitrim. Defeat for Red Hughes. It's finished 1-8 to 9 points. It's Eastie who go to the final, and Red Hughes' journey and their dream comes to an end here in Leitrim.
Yeah, it's tough. Red Hughes players down the ground here, you know, as you said before the game, Oisin, you know, you might never see this, get this opportunity again, and what a tough defeat for them, you know, and they'll probably look back to that performance in the first half and the unluckiness of that goal that they conceded. At the end of the day, as we always say, goals win games, and that was the difference, that platform of that goal. Eastie were able to sit, play a possession game, run down the clock because they had that goal. It was a goal that just spun between two players, it couldn't went anywhere, and when Red Hughes were looking for a goal, actually, they couldn't get it. They never looked like getting beyond that full back line. If anything, the ball was recycled and there was pots of points, and as you seen with that last score from Bradley, they just couldn't make that intersection in through that defence to get an overlapping man. They would get that goal, and that was the difference between the teams in the end of the second half. Red Hughes played very well in the second half, gave it everything, but that goal gave Eastie that platform, and Red Hughes could never just pin that back. I mean, they came back within 2 points, Eastie holding possession a lot in the last 5 minutes, running down the clock. They were a good team, and I think in the balance of the game they deserve to go through.
Yeah, Eastie deserving winners here this afternoon in Ballinamore and County Leitrim as they take victory by 2 points. There'll be huge disappointment for Red Hughes, the Donegal and Ulster champions. And listen, there's always, when you get to this stage of the year, particularly at this level of football, there is obviously celebration along the way, and there's disappointment here now today, just what, minutes away from making it to an All-Ireland final. But they'll be able to sit back here, so they will, Red Hughes, and they'll reflect on their time in this campaign. They waited 37 years to get a Donegal title. They went on to Ulster and managed to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. For a club like Red Hughes, they're based on the crossouts at Killigordon. When they look at it, it's been a fantastic time for the club.
Yeah, it's always a strange one, Oisin, you know, losing at this stage. You obviously beat Connolly's in the quarter-finals there, and everything was on the up and up, and it's hard to get the mindset back to being Ulster champions, particularly today, because all they were thinking about was the possibility of an All-Ireland title, the possibility of getting the Croke Park. And I think just when they rattled Eastie to start that second half, Oisin, when they came back to 2 points, Bradley, that easy chance for him, player of his quality, he hit the post weight, and just after that, Damien Brown, who'd been brilliant from freeze all day, missed a free. The two of them would have levelled it up, and I think then they maybe could have pushed on. At the other end of the pitch, they say they conceded that goal, and then it gave them that 5-point platform, which was going. It was always going to need a goal. They couldn't conjure up the goal. But as you say, all in all, Oisin, what a season for them, you know, on the back of Eve Colmkill coming in and winning Ulster last year. They've went and done it this year again. It's very positive for the junior clubs in Donegal that they can go and mix it with the teams in Ulster and go on and win those titles. And, you know, hopefully next year somebody can come through, unlike Eve Colmkill and Red Hughes here, and go all the way and get their final.
So it's ended a disappointment for Red Hughes. Their dream of making it to an All-Ireland final has come to an end here in Ballinamore in County Leitrim, and their celebrations down to our right as Eastie celebrate with their supporters. There is dejection and disappointment for Red Hughes as their supporters make their way from the stand out onto the field to join the players and console them and in a way congratulate them for what has been a fantastic season for them, winning championships in Donegal and Ulster, and putting up a real fight today. But it just didn't develop, it didn't happen for Red Hughes, and they were always chasing it from the break, but they had a crack at it. But in the end, Eastie just proved to be too strong, and it was that goal from Lindsay with 19 minutes or so on the clock that was the big score for them, that really put them on the platform to reach an All-Ireland decider.